1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time 12 noon. 30 degrees outside and some light snow in spots. We'll see them scattered snow showers through the rest of your Thursday and a high near 32. Two Sheboygan Falls boys basketball players have been suspended due to a controversy about a picture which appeared in the Sheboygan Falls News recently. The paper did a story on brothers Jordan, Jamal, and Juwan Jackson moving into the district and playing basketball. The paper took two pictures, one serious and another of the boys goofing around, and that's the one that appeared in the paper. Superintendent Gene Bourne said a police liaison officer brought to their attention the picture that may have questionable hand gestures. She said they asked Sheboygan Falls police to investigate and found the gestures were gang symbols.
Then obviously we followed our district policy, specifically the athletic code, and then went ahead and followed that, and just like we do with any other athlete. And so it was really following the athletic code and, you know, talking about the incident with students and things like that.
This resulted in the suspension of Jordan and Jamal. Bourne could not say how long the suspensions are due to confidentiality. Falls Police Chief Steve Riffle said the department did investigate and met with the boys and the family.
We were able to confirm that the sign was indeed a gang sign. However, when I'm talking to the young man and his parents, he was very adamant that that wasn't the intent of him doing that.
Did Riffle see the gesture as a threat?
No. We did not see any threat after we looked into it.
Meanwhile, the editor of the paper, Jeff Peterson, who chose the picture, is dumbfounded.
That's an awful situation. I've never encountered it. I've been doing this 20 years, journalism and pretty much all in small towns. And I don't recall this ever. I've never been, seen anything like this. We like to do very positive stories about the community. We have a great relationship with the school district.
A Sheboygan man has been ordered to stand trial for allegedly providing a fatal dose of heroin to a Sheboygan woman last summer. Mike Kinza was in the courtroom and filed this report.
31-year-old Travis Trampy facing a charge of reckless homicide in the death of Catherine Kimichek. During a preliminary hearing this morning, Judge Angela Sukevich heard police testimony that officers were called to the North 9th Street apartment where they found Kimichek blue and unresponsive. She died later at the hospital. The testimony indicated her boyfriend was there at the time. He overheard Kimichek talking on the phone with Trampy, and he was there when Trampy arrived with the heroin. Also, according to the testimony, Trampy, high on heroin himself, later that day began freaking out and crying, say, "I killed a girl." Judge Angela Sukevich then ruled there was enough evidence for a trial. Trampy entered a plea of not guilty to the charge. No date for a trial has yet been set, and he's back in the county jail awaiting his next court appearance. Mike Kinzel at the Sheboygan County Courthouse for 1330 WHBL.
A nearly three-year-old Sheboygan County arson case has reached a plea deal. 20-year-old Andrew Edler pleaded no contest today in Sheboygan County Court to one count of arson and one count of manufacturing a firebomb. The charges stem from fires set by Edler in March of 2011 when he was a member of the Waldo Fire Department. The case was delayed due to a question regarding a possible Fifth Amendment violation that had the state Supreme Court rule on it last year. The prosecution is recommending a sentence of 3 years prison plus 6 years extended supervision and restitution payments of over $7,000. Sentencing date has not been set as Judge Terrence Burke has ordered a pre-sentence investigation. The 51-year-old Plymouth woman who caused a fatal accident in Fond du Lac County last August pled no contest yesterday to a homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle charge. Lori Garcia entered the plea during a hearing in Fond du Lac County Court. She will be sentenced on March 5th. Garcia was passing a line of cars on Highway 23 east of Fond du Lac of August 14th, and 53-year-old Catherine Fee of Fond du Lac, who was in the oncoming lane, went onto the shoulder of the road to avoid her. Fee lost control of her car, which was then hit by another vehicle, causing it to flip around. Fee was not wearing a seatbelt and was thrown from her car and died at the scene. Governor Scott Walker is proposing another tax cut after state figures show tax income is projected for more than expected.
And it's happening because the economy is improving better than we expected. More people are working, more businesses are hiring, and the other good piece is, the third component is, more people are earning more money than they did before.
The governor reportedly wants a property tax cut and less withholding from your paychecks. It would be the third tax cut in less than a year. Walker plans to deliver his plan January 22nd in his State of the State address. The death of a black suburban Milwaukee shoplifter who was restrained by three white customers was ruled today a homicide. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office released reports on 16-year-old Corey Stringley of West Allis. They listed the cause of death as brain damage caused by a lack of oxygen. Yesterday, Stringley's father said he approached the U.S. Justice Department to have the incident investigated, saying it was a national issue of, quote, no justice for African Americans. Last Friday, prosecutors said they would not file charges against the three men who restrained Stringley as he tried to leave with alcohol stolen from VJ's Food Mart in West Allis. Stringley died in late December of 2012, about 2 weeks after the incident. District Attorney John Chisholm said charges were not warranted because the three men did not intend to harm Stringley by holding him for the authorities, and they were not aware that their actions could cause great bodily harm. The medical examiner defined homicide as death at the hands of another. It does not take into account whether a homicide is intentional or reckless, standard determined in criminal court. As for your forecast, we'll see those scattered snow showers for the rest of your Thursday, up to an inch of accumulation, high near 32 tonight, those snow showers ending, and a low near 15. Currently outside, 30 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.